Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey. Have you ever felt stress about enjoying sugar, sweets, or even the amount of added sugar in your diet? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Sadly, sugar tends to be demonized, especially in diet culture. So it's no wonder that many people feel uncertain or even stressed out about their sugar consumption. That's why today I am sharing the top 5 facts that you need to know about added sugar to help you make an informed decision around your nutrition. This episode is for you if you've ever felt stressed around sugar, sweets, or the amount of added sugar in your overall food choices. And if you're new here, welcome. Our mission is to empower women who look at fitness as a means to just improve their appearance. We help them overcome their need to measure success by the numbers and learn to start owning their strength and confidence from within. What that means to you is we help women with a history of disordered eating and exercise obsession, find fierce food freedom and body confidence. We do this through heart-centered, evidence-based, one-on-one and group nutrition counseling that utilizes the fundamental principles of intuitive eating and mindful movement. We also deliver free educational content via social media, our weekly newsletter, and of course, the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast, which is also now on YouTube. If you want weekly non-diet inspiration, recipes, and more, go to katiehake.com/newsletter. Fact number one, sugars in food are either naturally occurring or added to enhance the flavor or the texture. Some examples of naturally occurring sugars include dairy products, fruits, vegetables. Yes, even some vegetables have sugar in them. And also grains. These foods are grown in trees or from the ground, and sugar is just a natural byproduct of their creation. It's part of their molecular structure that makes up these foods. Added sugars, on the other hand, is any sweetener, any type of sweetener that is added to foods during the processing or the preparation, which is totally different from naturally occurring sugars that are found in fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Why do we even have added sugars? Added sugars can actually help with preservation. They can contribute to the functional attributes of certain foods, such as the viscosity, the thickness, the texture, the body of the food, the color, and even the browning capability. If a food product, they want it to look a certain way. And it, of course, can also help improve the palatability of even some very nutrient-dense foods. Fact number two, all sugars are simple sugars. When you eat a food with sugar in it, regardless of the type, whether it's added sugar or naturally occurring, your body breaks it down and uses the sugar for energy. Sometimes it uses it now, sometimes it stores it for later. This is why you see endurance athletes eating gummies or goos that are straight sugar. It's because they are quick and easy to digest, therefore providing quick energy. Or if you've ever looked at a Gatorade bottle and you think, oh my goodness, this is so high in sugar. Yeah, there's a reason for that. Athletes are using that as a short, quick burst of energy, burst of fuel to get them through the game or the event. You've maybe heard the concept of empty calories and how added sugars offer little to no nutritional value, leading to energy imbalances or nutrient deficiencies. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend 10% or less of your total intake coming from added sugar. Now, it's not zero. Keep that in mind. The main reason for this recommendation is that if you're filling your tank with just added sugar, you're missing out on a lot of the other high-quality, nutrient-dense foods that provide all the vitamins and minerals to keep you healthy and strong. So when added sugars in your overall intake through foods and beverages, when that exceeds a certain amount, your healthy eating pattern overall, it's just very difficult to achieve the variety that your body needs in order to sustain and be healthy. Fact number five is sugars have many names. If it ends in OSE, it's likely a sugar. And this can be deceptive because added sugars can be hidden in a lot of seemingly quote unquote healthy foods. That's why here at the Fit Friends Happy Hour, we don't label foods as good versus bad. Like, food is just food, and you can use this information to help you make decisions. But added sugars can even be in things like salad dressings or granola bars or protein powders or your flavored yogurts. Like, it can be in products that are marketed. If you look at the front of it, it seems like, oh, this is a really healthy option. Well, it may actually be loaded with added sugar. Fact number four is the new, as in it came out in 2016, but people are still catching on to it. The new nutrition facts label includes the amount of added sugar now. And the reason I say newish is because this actually was one of the first updates in over 20 years. So it is relatively still new. So if you are concerned about your sugar intake, you want to look at the added sugar on the food label compared to the actual amount of sugar. We talk about reading labels and how to make informed and empowered decisions around food based on your values and really what's important to you. We talk all about this in depth in the Reboot Bootcamp, that is our intuitive eating program, because I firmly believe there is a way that you can read labels without it being controlling, without it overpowering your brain. You can make decisions that it's just more data for you to make that informed choice. And fact number five bleeds in perfectly to that. Nutrition does not have to be black and white. We know that there is an intricate relationship between disordered eating patterns and chronic dieting. And there's a huge psychological and emotional toll that we take on with restrictive eating habits, because the more you restrict, the more out of control you may likely feel. Added sugars can often feel like a trigger food for people, and it can often ignite these feelings of guilt, shame, and loss of control if you're still stuck in that diet mentality. The biggest takeaways, what I want you to understand here, is that sugar is normal. Your body knows what to do with it. If you want to take a gentle nutrition approach with this specific topic, look at added sugars versus natural sugars or total sugars in the product. And again, remember, nutrition can just be information. It can be data. It can be tool. It can be insight that you use as one piece of the puzzle to make a decision. It doesn't have to be black and white. It doesn't have to be a rule. It can just be information. If you're ready to get started on your non-diet journey, I invite you to check out our masterclass, katiehake.com/masterclass, or send me a DM to learn more. And public service announcement, Valentine's candy is going to go on sale Thursday in the United States. You're welcome. Share this with a friend. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.